And after 3 weeks away from this venue, we welcome you back inside Lavelle Edwards Stadium on the beautiful Brigham Young University campus in Provo, Utah. As BYU tonight opens Big 12 conference play on a throwback Saturday. The Cougs will tonight don a uniform combination they wore back in the 1996 season, a season that ended in BYU's first and only New Year's Day bowl game. It was the 1997 Cotton Bowl, a game BYU won to finish the season 14-1. The Cougs' opponent that day and today, the Kansas State Wildcats. Quick throw to Lassiter underneath, looking to shake off a tackler. Does so, leans ahead, but didn't get the line to gain. I don't think it'll be just shy. Oh, no, they're going to give it to him. On 2nd and 10, they give him 10.
That's
a good spot for Lassiter and the Cougs. They move the sticks. First down of the night for BYU.
That is spectacular effort.
3rd down, long 8. BYU 0-for-1 on 3rd down tonight. A sprint to the right to Retzloff. Throw is complete to Mola. He's got the first down. On a reception outside the right side numbers. Mola to the boundary, shoved out and moves the sticks.
Now this comes down to Jake Retzloff and avoiding pressure. Again, pressure coming through and Retzloff is able to bow back just enough. He bends deep enough that he's able to avoid the pressure and he puts it right on the money. That's a tough pass.
Jake will look left, now sprint right. Jake will throw on the run, and nice! Throw to Keelan Marion, makes the reception at the 41-yard line, and goes out of bounds to move the sticks again. BYU into K-State territory for the first time tonight.
Retzloff is looking early on target.
Can BYU force a field goal try here? 3rd down and 5. The hand clap, the short drop, the pressure from the right, the sprint left, now backpedaling to his right, sprinting to the right side, pressure on Johnson, throws on the run, incomplete! And a 4th and 5. 2nd down, 4 at the BYU 31. They go pistol. Jake turns and gives to Sione. Full head of steam. And that was going to be a 1st down run from the minute he touched the football. 2. Retzloff shotgun. Claps the hand. Sends a man in motion. Roberts. Flea flicker. Mola. Back to Retzloff. Throws for Chase. He sees the football. Makes the catch at the 39 of Kansas State. Defenders couldn't find it. Chase knew where it was. And he hauls it in for a big gainer to the K-State 39, 1st and 10 Cougs. Trips to the right. One of them, Epps, motions to the left. Play fake. Retzloff throws low, but a nice catch made by Darius Lassiter at his knees, reaching down a little behind him to haul in a low ball to the 22-yard line. Move the sticks again for BYU. To the right on the crosser. Catch made to the 20. On his feet to the 13-yard line. Did he get there? Reiner Swanson, the tight end on the reception. The line to game was the 13. They're spotting it at the 14. So 4th and a yard. And Retzloff's in the gun on 4th and 1, the K-State 14. BYU's down 6-0. Mola is the tailback. They motion Epps in and out to give to Sione middle. Sione, I think, leaned for it and got it. That should be a move of the sticks. By the spot, you got to move that. They got to call a 1st down on this. The referee's not signaled yet. Now he's looking to the side, looks at the ball, looks at the marker, looks at the ball, looks at the marker, and says, 1st down! BYU 9-for-11 on 4th downs this year, and the Cougs are now set up at the 13-yard line, 1st down and 10. On the 13th play of the drive, you need points now. Will Farron on for the PA, the field goal try, 5-for-7 on the year. Snap to Vanderhaar, good hold, kick is on its way. And he thumps it through for 3. BYU makes it a 3-point game. 6-3 K-State. Nothing but field goals in this one. Single wide to the right. Bell high snap. Give to Giddens. Fumble! It's loose! The Cougs will recover! Looking to scoop and score! 10, 5, and touchdown! Touchdown, Tommy Prassis! And the Cougs score on defense! 2nd down and 10 from the K-State 25. A rush from the right. A throw! It's almost picked off! Or was it? Coming up with it is Tyler Batty. It's an INT, and the Cougs take it away again. Retzloff shotgun. Option keep by Jake. Jake, good run going. He's got 8 to the left side. Single wide left. The look is right. The fire for the end zone. Roberts there. Touchdown! Chase is on the case. Into the end zone for the score. With 3 timeouts on the board, they won't use a single one, and they're going to go to halftime. The Wildcats will down 11, 17-6. Hand clap, belt high snap, pressure on him. He throws, intercepted at the 45. The Cougs have another takeaway. Inside the 30-yard line, Harrison Taggart. Dirty Harry with the INT, and the Cougs Hawks are in position to score again. The give, Sione. Sione, room to the right. 20, 15, 10. Stiff arm, 5. Oh, he's down to the 2-yard line. What a run. 25 yards for Sione Moa. And he almost got into the end zone. There's motion. There's a snap to Jake. He looks on the slant. The throw for the touchdown to Darius Lassiter. And the Cougs make it 23-6 with the PAT pending. The end of the first half and the beginning of the second half. Spectacular for the Cougs, who widen the lead. Retzloff to Lassiter, and the Cougs score again. And Simon McLennan, averaging 42 yards a boot on 10 kicks, sends a low driver to Kingston. He bobbled it! Kingston recovers it inside his 10, running away from tacklers to the far side of the field. Now the 10, the 15, the 20, the 21, the 30. Convoy down the sideline. Midfield 45, 40, 35, 30. Oh, my goodness. He's going to go. Touchdown. Touchdown. Parker Kingston and the Cougars. Can you believe that?
And the crowd just sets in. The environment is electric. There's nothing that Kansas State can do to stop this momentum right now.
Hand off to Moa. Moa got to hang out of the football, but he takes tacklers along for a ride. An 8-yard run. That's a good, strong run from Sione Moa. The hand clap. Johnson keeps to the right side. Now he's tackled short of the line to gain. They got him. Isaiah Glasker slapped him on the ankles, and he stumbled and fell. And the Wildcats turn it over on downs. K-State is going to bring five. It's picked up. The throw wide open. Left side, Keanu Hill, out of bounds, 20-yard line. The Cougs convert a 15-yard gain. Keanu Hill wide open. Left side, Jake Battle with a bullet. Ball near hash, high snap, Retzloff. He rides it to Moa. Moa looking for the edge. Oh, he stays on his feet. And he got the first down. And more, five, touchdown. Wow, Sione Moa takes it in for six from 21 yards out. He would. Run of the year for BYU and Sione Moa. Sione, he got five. He got 10. He wanted Moa, and he kept going all the way in for six. And the Cougs make it 37-9 with a PAT pending. Pressure on Johnson, going down, going boom. The ball almost hit the ground, but he was wrapped up. It's Jack Kelly getting in, is it not?
Yeah, that's Jack Kelly again on the rush, and Jack Kelly is just racking up sacks.
First and 10, BYU at the Cougar 42, handoff middle. Nice run of 10 yards for Enoch Navahine. Why not get Enoch into the mix? This running back by committee is working out for the Cougs tonight and this season since Rapati and Martin have gone down. The handoff to Enoch Navahine, and he's going to move the sticks and make it elementary. Now BYU can go to victory and kneel this one out. Another first down makes it all but official. The final snap has been taken, and BYU defeats K-State by a final score of 38-9. The Cougs go to 4-0. K-State falls to 3-1 in front of a sold-out crowd at Lavelle Edwards Stadium. BYU goes to 4-0 on the year.